Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about the grandson of the Prophet, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad. As you know, today is the birthday of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, and here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. And we will also pray to God that He allow us to benefit from the guidance of that most holy leader. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following in reply to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, this was one of the famous companions of the Prophet. He said the following regarding the imams from Hussein alayhi salam's progeny. He enumerated the names of the imams, and then when he got to the name of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he said, and from the loins of Ali al-Ridha, his son Muhammad, the praised, and the purest of people in form, and the best of them in character. You know, there's many virtues have been narrated from people regarding the imam's virtues. Yahya al-San'ani, a narrator of traditions, he says the following. He said, I visited Abu al-Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam when I was in Mecca. He visited Imam Ridha when Imam Ridha was in Mecca. I saw him peel a banana and feed it to Abu Ja'far, feed it to his son Imam al-Jawad. I asked him, may I be your ransom? Is this the blessed newborn? As you know, this is one of the titles and the epithets of Imam al-Jawad, al-Mawlud al-Mubarak, because, a lot of circumstances, took place during the birth of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, and he was very special. And that's why in many hadiths it's been mentioned that no baby or no person no infant was born as blessed for the family of the Prophet, for the Ahlul Bayt, as this baby was, right? Obviously, we don't have time to get into the circumstances and the events which occurred for which this title was given to him. We just wanted to allude to that here. In continuation of the hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam then said, yes, O Yahya, this is the newborn, the like of whom there is none other born into Islam, and upon our Shia, more blessed than him. Just by way of passing, we can say that, one of the reasons for this was that Imam Ridha alayhi salam, before Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he didn't have a son, and this was a point of contention amongst the Shia. People were very worried what would happen after the imam, who would the imamate be transferred to. A lot of people from the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, they used this as to ridicule the Imam Ridha alayhi salam and the family of the Prophet. Right, so the birth of Imam Jawad alayhi salam kind of put these disputes to rest. It silenced the critics of the Imam alayhi salam. That's why one of the reasons why he was given this title. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Jawad alayhi salam in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد